For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team went 1-1 this past weekend, dropping their first game of the season. Beavers now 3-1 in the year. Raquel Thielen joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
With the kids back in school and the whole family online this fall, speed matters. Good thing Paul Bunyan Communications has the fast speeds it takes to keep everyone happy. In the den with a tablet, researching a school project on the home office computer, and using Wi-Fi on a smartphone instead of using up your data plan. It can all happen at once with no waiting. Speed matters. Get the fastest internet speeds available with the Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications. Call or visit paulbunyan.net today. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team split this past weekend, beat Northern Michigan 4-0, lost to Michigan Tech 2-1. That was the first Beavers loss this season. Raquel Thielen says they need to get over it and move on to this weekend's games quickly.
I think for all of us, I think it was just frustrating because, yeah, we did work so hard, and their two opportunities that they really had, they just capitalized on it. And, you know, sometimes you can't do much about that, right? And I think just overall as a team, we just need to move past what happened and, you know, just move on to the next game here on Friday. So
Beavers return to action this Friday night on the road at Winona State. Beavers then travel to Fayette, Iowa to take on the Upper Iowa Peacocks Sunday afternoon. Beavers are 3-17-2 all-time against Winona, 7-5 against Upper Iowa. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.